Hey, Don Kleppen, did you just say the NASDAQ is down, what did you say again?
307 points.
Wow. I know that was possible. Tom Fortino from the Alpha Wealth Group, maybe he can explain what's going on with all those numbers we just heard. How are you, Tom?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Anna?
I'm okay. Did you hear what I just heard? I mean, tell us what's going on. What? Should I be panicking? What?
No, I'm sitting down, very calm. This is okay. It's okay. I mean, you know, the NASDAQ is down 316 today. It's down about 2.2%, 2.3%, but you know, there is going to be some rotation. The NASDAQ was up also 43% last year versus the Dow, which was up 6 or 7. So, you know, one day does not a trend make, as they say. So it's okay.
All right. Then how about what's driving this one-day trend, and should we be concerned about that?
Well, I would say the short answer is no. I mean, some of it's driving is these concerns with inflation and some of the things that they're talking about the government doing. But also to, you know, there's going to always be some rotation. I mean, it's not uncommon for overreaction on the upside, overreaction on the downside. So you're seeing things like Amazon and Apple and Microsoft and these things that have been high flyers for a while just pull back a little bit. And, you know, that's okay.
Okay. All right. So I'm not panicked anymore. Thank you very much for that. Now, Janet, I'm okay now.
I would hold them. If you're holding those, you hold Microsoft, Apple, this is not a time to sell. So.
No. Okay. That's good. That's good to know, because I do. Mm-hmm. In fact, I thought those were good things.
Keep them.
Keep them. Okay. Thank you, Tom. That's a great tip. Just overall, I heard Janet Yellen talking about some concerns about the economy. Just talk big picture for a second here. What came out of that? What do we need to know?
Well, the thing about it, as it concerns me, is this discussion of continuing to add more stimulus to the economy, an economy that's recovering. You know, they're talking about not just the $1.9 trillion, but even going beyond that. And I just think it's problematic when they start to do those things. I mean, I think they said there's $1 trillion that still hasn't been spent, the money that was allocated aside. You're just going to flood the system with all this money. And I think, you know, you can see we're on this path. I think this we're seeing, too, with the coronavirus, the recovery. This is my opinion. I think we're going to get there quicker than is expected, and things are going to start to reopen even quicker. So I don't think it's a good move on their part to continue to try to put more money into the system.
Interesting that you say that, because I saw the consumer demand is way back up and the factories can't necessarily keep up with all the demand for what people are buying. And yet unemployment, what they were saying is that it's actually more than we thought, because of people who have just sort of left the workforce altogether in these times with all the new challenges in our lives. They can't work.
Yeah, there's been some of that. Certainly, you know, the participation rate has gone down. But you know, some of it, too, has been due to these closures. They're saying estimates of 10 million people are still not working in the job force. But again, I think you're going to see a big reversal of that over the course of the next few months. I really do believe that. And I think it's really, again, pullbacks aside, the NASDAQ down today 2.3% or 300 points. I think, you know, forward looking, things are looking good for this market.
Okay, that's good to hear. You're positive, you said. Is that what you said?
I'm positive on the market, yes. I'm bullish on the market. I think, again, we could see some dips here and there. There's just too many positive things happening.
Okay. That's good to hear. So would you say, let's dig into this a little bit, because one of the things you folks do at the Alpha Wealth Group is you help folks plan for retirement, no matter how far away that is, no matter what age that is. And that there's this point in time that you're planning for where you're no longer going to have the paychecks necessarily coming in. So, you know, what do you think about? Can you give us any sort of, you know, kind of broad picture ideas right now as people are just maybe a little bit? It's a nervous time, right, for a lot of folks.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about it is it really comes down to when those paychecks start coming is you want to start to create, I like to call it just creating an income plan, right? Not always about growing a pile of money and picking at it. That's important. And, you know, I'm an investment advisor rep. We're a fee-based fiduciary. I'm all for growing money. But, you know, you want to start to really formulate an income plan. You know, what are you going to receive in Social Security benefits? These are lifetime incomes. That's that paycheck that's going to continue to come in. Understand what those are going to be. If there's a pension, call your pension provider. Get those numbers. We have to be a little more proactive, and so we can start to maybe relax a little bit. You know, you could look at annuities are an example of getting creating lifetime income. So those are things that you want to start to do so you develop what I like to call an income plan. And then, of course, secondarily, you want to try to minimize the taxes on that income. But first and foremost, start to design something where you have that paycheck coming in every month, every week, every 2 weeks, whatever it may be.
One of the things I saw, only a third of Americans use a financial advisor. And a lot of folks, I think, say, oh, I hear those ads and I'm not sure I make enough to really be able to afford one or that they'd even want to work with me. What's your kind of, you know, guidance on that, Tom? What do you say people should do?
Well, you know, depending on where your assets are and the level of assets you have, certainly, you know, it doesn't make sense. I mean, for those of you, for those out there, you know, take advantage of any type of, you know, if you're still working, a lot of the 401k providers offer some type of service to give you some guidance. Obviously, there's a number of places where, I mean, we have all this accessibility on the internet to seek out advice. I don't think there's any number, and me myself personally, if someone calls me and asks me and has a question, regardless of the amount of money, it doesn't mean I need to manage it for them. You know, there's certain things you can be doing that are going to make a difference. The biggest thing is systematic contributions to your retirement plans, right? That's the biggest thing you can be doing. And so, you know, that's what I would say for individuals. Seek out advice where you can get it. It doesn't matter what the amount of money is that you have.
Yeah, because you want good advice no matter what money you have, right? It's your money, and you're hoping that it's going to, you know, serve you well in the future. You don't want it to go away.
Absolutely.
Hey, do you have any sort of, one of the things that came up today, it was a conversation with a friend who called and said, you know, it's really weird. I was just doing kind of like my taxes and trying to figure stuff out. And it's amazing how little he spent, he was telling me, on dining out last year. We started to go through it. You're like, oh my gosh, there are these pockets of savings. If you're managed to be gainfully employed throughout all this and managed to, you know, maintain the paycheck, the same one you had before, there should be a little extra room in that budget because you're not going to concerts or sporting events and doing a lot of the other stuff. Dry cleaning is down because we're not going into the workplace and you're not dry cleaning the pajamas, is my understanding. That's at least I'm not. And I just feel like, you know, those are areas of savings, Tom, that I would think is a good idea to sort of look at where you are and maybe do something good with that.
Yeah, if you're in a position now, it all comes back, and I think we've had this conversation before, and about discipline. And I think once you start and you do these things, hopefully it becomes a little more automatic or it's more systematic in what you do. But for those people that have some money put aside, here's an idea right now, which is, you know, open a Roth IRA. You have until December, now this is timely, so you have until April 15th to contribute to a Roth IRA. If you're over age 50, that's $7,000 that you can put into an account that, by the way, will go tax-free the rest of your life. You will never pay taxes on it. If you're married, your spouse can do $7,000 too. So now that's $14,000 that you can put away. Again, you have until April 15th to do last year's contributions, and now you can still do 2021. So now you're actually accomplishing two things. You're putting money away for your retirement, and it's in there tax-free. Regardless of the taxes in the future, the tax rate on that is zero. And if you want to do, again, you have till April 15th, you can even say, okay, I can't put money in for 2021, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to set up an automatic withdrawal of $250 a month to start going into a Roth for 2021. And so these are these little things that really start to add up, and it starts to actually get exciting because, you know, you're taking control of your retirement.
Yeah, no, there's no question. Just that little bit, especially the earlier you start, right? You always say it's important, very important.
Yeah, makes all the difference in the world.
It does. Elon Musk has weighed in on the Bitcoin, and he says that the $1 trillion market value seems a little high. Didn't he cause it to become high, Tom? Tell me what's going on here with the Bitcoin.
There's a little schizophrenia going on there, right? I know the last conversation that initiated this was your mother was interested in Bitcoin.
She was, yeah.
And I don't know if she's invested in it yet, but Bitcoin is, that's a tough one. I mean, I'm still not completely sold on it. That's my personal opinion. I'm not averse if people want to get into it as a, you know, as an investment and try to get it, as we talked about this before, you know, you want to put 4%, 5% of your portfolio. You can buy Bitcoin and you can own it through an ETF if you want. So I'm not averse to that, but, you know, we'll see. It's just there's too much volatility in Bitcoin. You know, it was at 57. I think it dropped down to 53 or 54 today. So we'll see where that ends up happening. I think it's I agree with Elon Musk today. I don't know if I'll agree with him tomorrow because I don't know what he's going to say. But you got to be careful with it if it's part of your investment. Let's just put it that way.
Will you take his space travel? Aren't they signing people up now? Regular folks can start signing up for his space travel he announced today.
Yeah, I think, though, it's maybe a little pricey. But, you know, I don't know if I'm in that camp yet where I'm going to be able to reserve a spot for that.
Yeah, it's not in the financial plan because you're a guy who's like watching the numbers all the time, I'm sure. It's like, oh, my. Tell me you have a sit down with your wife every so often and you guys go through the finances together and you recommend that?
I do. I think once a year, everyone should. You got to get out your calendar and stick to it. And I would say that's one suggestion to, you know, communicate, understand what you own. You'll uncover things you were unaware of, probably, and it's always a good thing. It's good for your marriage, too.
Yeah, it can be. Not fun at the time, but later on, I'm sure it pays dividends, as you might say. Hey, Tom, thank you for the time. It's good to, always good talking to you. And we'll talk again soon. All right?
All right, Annie. You take care.
You too. It's Tom Fortino. He's with the Alpha Wealth Group.